Welcome to Tandem with the Random, a bi-weekly podcast featuring interesting people doing interesting things from all different walks of life. In this installment, we'll hear from Megan Raybon, Development Director for the Monmouth County, New Jersey, SPCA, who will discuss the organization's upcoming fundraisers, such as the Rock and Roll Over Black Tie Ball and the Cat's Pajamas Post Party on June 4th. That conversation and a whole lot more is just ahead on Tandem with the Random for Monday, May 2nd, 2011. Now here is your host, Brian Kelly. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Tandem with the Random. I am your host, Brian Kelly, and my guest for this podcast is Megan Raybon, Development Director for the Monmouth County, New Jersey, SPCA. The organization has some key fundraising events coming up, and Megan will join us later on to talk about what's going on at the Monmouth County SPCA. But first, a few random thoughts. There is so much to talk about right now, and now that the new season of Doctor Who has started on BBC America, you can expect a lot more Who talk on this podcast. Hear that noise? That is my 11th Doctor sonic screwdriver. Yes, I am a geek, and apparently 12 years old, but that's me. For the uninitiated, Doctor Who, which first appeared on the BBC in November 1963, is about a human-looking alien called the Doctor, who journeys through space and time in a ship called the TARDIS, which stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space. The TARDIS, from the outside, looks like a blue police call box that you would likely see on a London sidewalk during the 1950s and 60s. However, it's much bigger on the inside. The Doctor is from the planet Gallifrey and is the last of a race of Time Lords from that planet. For the sake of being able to regularly recast the role, the showrunners came up with a nifty character trait for the Doctor when it became necessary to replace the first actor to play him, William Hartnell, with second Doctor Patrick Troughton. Time Lords can regenerate when under the threat of death, therefore becoming an entirely different person. Anyway, the Doctor is currently on his 11th incarnation, played brilliantly by the young Matt Smith. His current traveling companions, usually humans from Earth, are married couple Amy Pond and Rory Williams, portrayed by Karen Gillan and Arthur Darvill, respectively. The mysterious River Song, a woman from the Doctor's future, played by former ER star Alex Kingston, is also along for the ride in the season-opening two-parter, the first of which, The Impossible Astronaut, debuted on BBC America on April 23rd and featured the Doctor's apparent final demise, albeit 200 years into his current form, and creepy enemy creatures called the Silence that you can't remember after you look away from them. And the second part, Day of the Moon, ran this past Saturday night and was absolutely brilliant and had a crazy ending. Current showrunner Stephen Moffat is an absolute genius, and if you haven't checked it out yet, watch the three episodes of Sherlock that Moffat and Who alumnus Mark Gatiss produced for the BBC in 2010. They are masterful adaptations of classic Sherlock Holmes adventures brought into modern times. Benedict Cumberbatch is excellent as Holmes, and the fantastic Martin Freeman, best known to Americans as Tim in the original UK version of The Office, and as Arthur Dent in the big-budget film version of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is great as John Watson. Check out the links in the show notes for more on Doctor Who and Sherlock. Also, summer is around the corner, which means lots of concerts and music festivals are on tap for me over the next few months. Up first for me this summer is the Apple Farm Arts and Music Festival on Saturday, June 4th, in Elmer, New Jersey, which is in the southern part of the state near Vineland. Among the acts performing that day will be Annie DeFranco, Josh Ritter, Good Old War, Trombone Shorty, and a personal favorite of mine, Nicole Atkins. Then on Saturday, June 25th, I will be celebrating 25 years of true Peter Gabriel fandom when I see the legend himself perform orchestral reworkings of his classic material at the Susquehanna Bank Center in Camden, New Jersey. Peter will be joined by his New Blood Orchestra, conducted by Doctor Who and Torchwood orchestrator and conductor Ben Foster. If all goes according to plan, I should be seeing Todd Rundgren at the Grand in Wilmington, Delaware, on Friday, July 8th. And that's a birthday gift I asked my wife Allison to get me, so we'll see about that. And later that month, from July 22nd through 24th, University of Pennsylvania radio station WXPN presents its Exponential Music Festival at Wiggins Park in Camden, New Jersey. This festival is an annual tradition for me and Allison, And this year's event brings another one of my musical heroes to the Camden waterfront, the one and only Ben Folds. Also on tap are Booker T, Shamika Copeland, Carbon Leaf, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, Matt Duke, Hooters drummer Dave Wasikinen's In the Pocket Project, and many other acts on two stages during the three-day event. If you're an XPN member, this festival is quite possibly the best value in live music out there, as a three-day ticket is just $35 if members order before July 15th. And even though it's after the summer concert season, I already have tickets to see another musical hero of mine, Howard Jones, at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania, on October 20th. Hojo is supposedly performing his first two albums, Humans Lib and Dream Into Action, in their entirety at these shows. So I'm very much looking forward to that, even though I will likely be missing a Phillies postseason game. I just couldn't pass up the chance to see Howard Jones play those two albums in entirety. That's going to be great. Sports-wise, I just want to say go Flyers, even though they had a tough game one against the Boston Bruins in the second round of the playoffs, but good job to get through that first round against Buffalo. And congratulations to the Philadelphia 76ers on a surprising and satisfying season. This is a team that even diehard fans had no expectations of when the season began, and those non-expectations were proven right when the team got off to a horrendous start. But the Sixers started getting more cohesive and consistent and wound up with a 500 record at 41-41 to end the regular season and the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Even though they lost to the talent-laden Miami Heat in five games in their opening round playoff series, the Sixers played them extremely tough in four of those games and showed great heart as well as promise for the future. So again, congratulations to head coach Doug Collins and the boys. Can't wait for next season. Okay, that's enough of my bantering. In a few moments, we'll hear from Megan Rabine of the Monmouth County, New Jersey SPCA. Stay tuned. Our guest this week is Megan Rabine, Development Director at the Monmouth County, New Jersey SPCA, to talk about some things going on with that organization. Megan, thank you for joining us on Tandem with the Random. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. Before we talk about these upcoming fundraising events with the Monmouth County SPCA, let's talk about this nationwide ASPCA Save More Lives Challenge that is taking place. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
The ASPCA, this is the second year they're running this challenge, and their goal is to encourage shelters and other organizations around the country to focus on increasing the animals that get out of the shelter, they're adopted, that are reclaimed by their owners, or otherwise get to leave the shelter and go to a better living situation. So last year, there were 50 shelters that participated, and it was a first-come, first-serve kind of contest. This year, they had almost 100 shelters who tried to get into the 2011 challenge. And so they created this qualifying round where they encouraged those 94 shelters to get supporters in the area to vote them in to be one of the top 50 competing in the country. And we were lucky enough to be one of those top 50. We were actually in the top 10. Vote-getters out of all 94 shelters. So we are going to be competing in August, September, and October of this year to try and increase our adoptions by the greatest number, which means, you know, last year we adopted about 750 animals in those months. We need to increase that significantly this year.
Excellent. So what were the type of things you did to get your support base mobilized to vote for the Monmouth County SPCA in this challenge?
We talked about it a lot. We talked about it all of the time here at the shelter and had postcards and flyers out in our physical location. We also did lots of networking on Facebook. We have about 6,000 Facebook fans. A lot of them were our core voters who were voting every day. We tweeted about it. We really just tried to get as much information out as possible through electronic means, since the voting was online voting. We had about a little more than 2,000 people get 10,750 votes over a 12-day period.
Wow, excellent. So let's talk about these fundraising events coming up. I guess it's actually two events coming up on June 4th, the Rock and Roll Over Black Tie Ball and the Cat's Pajamas Post Party. Why don't you tell us a little bit about these events and how people can attend and get involved?
It's two events, but they'll be held in pretty much the same location. One is a traditional black tie ball that will run from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Convention Hall in Asbury Park, which is an incredible location. We were just down there to do a site walkthrough, and you know, it's a huge old building. It's gorgeous, right on the boardwalk in Asbury Park, and there's so much history there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're honoring two Asbury Park natives, Gary Mottola and his wife Irene of Madison Marquette, and Debbie DeLisa and Lance Larson of the Wonder Bar. And so it was a great fit for us to hold the event at Convention Hall. We'll have dinner, great music with Nikki Addio and the Night Owls, as well as ASAP with special guest Lance Larson during the black tie portion of the event. We have a fabulous auction planned with a guitar signed Animal Abuse and autographed by Bruce Springsteen. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll move the party outside to the Beach Bar, which is a bar and lounge located on the side of Convention Hall, open to the beach and the ocean. And so we'll move that outside from 10 to 2 for the Cat's Pajamas Post Party. We'll have a beach bonfire and fireworks to celebrate. We're really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are expecting a couple hundred attendees from the Asbury Park area, as well as our core supporters who come to most of our events. You can purchase tickets online at our website at monmouthcountyspca.org, or you can give us a call at the office to buy tickets.
Excellent. Are there any other events coming up that you would like people to know about?
Well, we've got a couple things throughout the summer. We do. It's actually slowing down a little bit. We just held a really exciting adoption event focused on the American Pit Bull Terrier. Later in the summer, in August, we'll have what we call our summer party at the Deal Golf and Country Club. It's a little bit more of a low-key event than our black tie will be, more of a traditional luncheon. And then in October, on October 1st, we have our annual dog walk and pet fair at Brookdale Community College, which is a great opportunity for a couple thousand pet owners to bring their dogs out and walk in support of the Monmouth County SPCA.
And just in case there's anybody listening who might be interested in supporting the Monmouth County SPCA as a donor or corporate sponsor, what can they do to find out more information?
Well, I definitely encourage them to give me a call at 732-440-1557, and I'll have them come in, give them a tour of our facility, which is incredible. We finished a renovation about 18 months ago that totally changed the way that we shelter animals here. And it's, if somebody hasn't been here in a while, it's a revelation to see. So I'd love to have anybody interested in becoming a corporate sponsor or a donor come down and get a tour of the facility, and we can talk about how they might make a difference for some of the animals that we're working with.
Excellent. Well, our guest for this podcast has been Megan Rabine, Development Director at the Monmouth County, New Jersey SPCA. Click on the links in the show notes for more information about the MCSPCA and its upcoming events. Megan, thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, that concludes this episode of Tandem with the Random. Again, I'd like to thank Megan Rabine of the Monmouth County, New Jersey SPCA for spending time with us. Join me for the next installment of Tandem with the Random on May 16th, 2011, when we'll be joined by another special guest. As usual, keep an eye on tandem.wordpress.com, follow us on Twitter at @twtrpodcast, or like Tandem with the Random on Facebook for show updates. Until then, this is Brian Kelly. Take care. The thoughts and views expressed by the host of Tandem with the Random are not necessarily shared by guests of the program. Conversely, the thoughts and views expressed by guests of the podcast are not necessarily shared by the host. For more information and show notes for the podcast you just heard, please visit Tandem with the Random on the web at tandem.wordpress.com.